Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop with me, Jaco van der Merwe, and I am joined on the line by Mark Jones. This week we've got Ford Rangers, the latest addition to their range of buckies, should I say ever-growing range of buckies, which is called the Wildtrak X. What is the Wildtrak X exactly, if you don't know? It's basically a off-road orientated bucky that slots in just below the very hardcore and fast Raptor, but obviously over the standard spec Wildtrak. What does differentiate it, apart from price, it's priced at just over R1 million, which nowadays isn't funny anymore. It's basically the going rate for any top-end bucky in most stables. But yeah, for that bit extra, almost 80 to 100 grand over the normal Wildtrak, what you get is a few off-road enhancements, most important being the Bilstein shock or the dampers, and then also some serious 17-inch, very thick all-terrain tires, and then a few other little things, which is basically styling enhancements, showing the Wildtrak X the embroidery inside, and then a few very clever lifestyle optional extras, which we'll get to. Mark, we've driven a lot of the Rangers over the years. Basically, all the derivatives of the current Ranger. You haven't driven the X yet. I went to the launch last week near Upington in the Northern Cape. But from what you've seen thus far, just its positioning in the market, do you think there's space for such a niche little product?
Do I think there's space? Probably not. But Ford are the sort of experts, the kings of special editions, limited editions. So they take a normal Wildtrak in this case, put some real nice goodies on it, add a couple of grand to the price, and the history has shown us the customers queue up for them. So they're onto something. Whether we think it's just over a Wildtrak in price and maybe too close to Raptor if you really want something different, it means nothing. These limited edition kind of ranges that Ford bring out, they sell.
Yeah, just contributing to what you're saying there is during the presentation last week, Ford showed us a graphic. Very interesting. We all know that the Toyota Hilux is South Africa's best-selling bucky, with Ford the traditional number two. But over the three different body styles those three buckies offer, which is single cab, extended cab, or super cab in Ranger's case, and the double cab, Ford lost that ground on the double cab. It was leading for many years, about 2014 to 2019. They did sort of lose ground there, but recently they're back in front and they're leading Hilux, if I'm not mistaken, for 2023 by about 1,600 units, double cabs, which Mark, obviously, as far as leisure sales and it being a leisure option or even incorporating a bit of commercial side of it into your daily life, which is still like a leisure offering, it shows you that it is popular. It is the most popular double cab in South Africa for a good reason.
The irony is, though, they give you a Wildtrak X with these big 80 tires on them and Bilstein dampers, and they make it quite butch. It's quite sort of can go anywhere off-road and whatever. But in my opinion, the guys love these high-end Rangers, and they are city slickers. The guys that buy them are slightly less bush-orientated and off-road-orientated than the hardcore Toyota guys. So the Ranger guys buy these heavy butch off-road Rangers, but they love to drive them around the cities. And that is why I think they're doing well, is they have that appeal. And then, of course, geez, Ford has got a massive range from really good base-spec XL sort of range that we're driving at the moment, right up to Raptor. So they're honestly offering the buying public a massive range to choose from. And I think that is why they've sort of pipping Hilux again in the double cab stakes.
Well, I tell you what, last week during the launch of this Wildtrak X, we took it a bit on a gravel pieces, a long gravel road, bit corrugation every now and again. And I got to tell you, those dampers make a huge difference. Not that it was bad, but I mean, it is just absolutely super smooth, the way it, rock solid handling and the way it felt planted on that road. And even these leisure buyers, even if they're privileged enough to spend that amount of money and they go on that type of adventure once a month, I think they will definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'd love to do like a sort of farm test outside Witbank somewhere and get like the local farmer who's got the national land speed record in his bucky on dirt road, because that's how they sort of grow up doing it. And, you know, I'd love to get their feedback, because as you know, in the 4x4 communities, there's a lot of argument around put this on a dirt road and it'll be on its roof and this will never handle that. But it's interesting. I mean, the diehard, I say again, the diehard Hilux guys are going to be forced to admit that this Ranger is pretty darn good.
Yes, and very interesting also in this whole placing of the Wildtrak X. Obviously, when the Raptor was introduced on the previous gen Ranger, it didn't have a power bump, which many people wanted. But what it did have, it came with those Fox dampers and obviously the right bash plates and everything to make it a really, really rugged off-road going bucky. Now, yes, the new Raptor has moved the goalposts for like any bucky. On the road, on the off-road, super performance. We've driven it. You've done how many tests with it now? But on the one side, guys buying it for leisure, it still doesn't have the 3.5-ton towing capability, which your traditional 1-tonner stock standard 4-cylinder diesel bucky has. And that is exactly what this Wildtrak X is offering. Not everybody obviously wants the performance of the Raptor, as good as it is, and which goes hand in hand with that is the extreme fuel consumption that we've noticed. And there are guys who want slightly better off-road performance, where they probably spend a lot of time going off the tarmac, and obviously for towing caravans and the likes. And then if you squeeze the Wildtrak X in between the Wildtrak that doesn't offer those enhancements and the Raptor, which doesn't offer the 3.5-ton towing capability, then actually the Wildtrak X, although it's very niche and it's probably not going to be a volume seller, it does make a hell of a lot of sense.
I agree. You know what? One thing about South Africans, when they have money, they spend. The likes of Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW. Mercedes have a choice. They can bring you a C63, which costs X million, or they can bring you a C63S, which costs 200 grand more. Audi's the same. They have their RS6s, now they have RS6 Performance and RS7 Performance. All these premium manufacturers are no longer bringing the sort of one-down base model that's worth a few million, because their logic is, if you're spending a million or just short of a million rand on a normal Wildtrak, you're kind of shopping at the high end of the market in terms of income in your home, and then to stretch another 80 grand or whatever is nothing. And I think of a guy shopping for a Wildtrak, and he looks at a Wildtrak X. I'm telling you, he's buying a Wildtrak X. It's just got all the little extras that makes it special, and that financial stretch is not that far. So I think Ford is really onto something here. These Wildtrak X's are going to sell well.
And just adding to those, what I was alluding to earlier, those little lifestyle, can I say, benefits it comes with offered on it. They call it that extended rack system on the back, which is a very clever system. It's basically the style bar moving back to 5 locked positions. So let's say you've got long planks, you've got a surfboard, a paddle ski, a rubber ducky, whatever you want to hoy on the top. There are in the roof rails, there are 2 racks that unclips, one in each, folds across. That style bar slides back. And the beauty of all of this is it's an optional extra for 19,000 Rand. But the beauty is it can all be operated by one person without using any tools. And as far as I understand, it's going to be available on the normal wild track as well. But we are due to get one of these wild track X's soon. And as soon as we get it, Mark is going to have an opportunity to drive it. So will all of us. And then we will revisit this argument and compare it to what's out there and see if they are really onto something the way we suspect they are. Thanks for joining us this week, Mark. With me was Mark Jones, our road test editor. I am still Jaco van der Merwe, motoring editor for The Citizen. Thank you very much for listening to Pit Stop this week. Cheerio.